So rather than focusing in deeply on these statements, just let them roll over you. Don't background them. Don't check your email while you're listening, but listen loosely so that the statements just kind of roll off of you. Whether you agree or disagree doesn't really matter. Just allow it to guide you into a mindset that is primed for intention and action. What is conscious actualization of intention into action? It's when you can feel when your actions are out of alignment with your intention, and you're less likely to ignore the feeling. You rely less on external signals and other people to determine when your action and intention are out of alignment. You more or less effortlessly find more and more ways to live up to your intentions and apply those ways using less and less effort. The more empathy and compassion we authentically feel, the less our judgments take on black and white harshness and hardness. The more we see through the actions of others to understand their true intentions. And the more we hold ourselves accountable in our actions, the more we, quote, walk our talk, unquote. And the more consciously our intentions actualize into actions, the more authentic our empathy and compassion are, the more we ourselves benefit from the empathy and compassion we feel for others. Intentions and actions are in harmony when we do what we set out to do with less second guessing and half-heartedness. When we do what we tell others we're going to do, even when it's not so convenient for us to keep our word. Or we let others know as soon as possible that our actions will change and are clear and honest about why. We're able to change our plan of action, maybe even very spontaneously, but do so with a commitment to staying aware and maintaining integrity in our character and in our relationships. And when we respond rather than react to changes in plan or sudden shifts in our environment. So with these contemplations as your backdrop, revisit your meditation practice plan that you made the first week of Loving Kindness 2.0 and choose one aspect of your plan to put emphasis on in this week's meditations. One intention that you had in that plan, for example, the intention to practice in a certain place. Maybe you have been challenged to get yourself to that place where your practice will be quiet and where you can really hold space for yourself to practice. So bring that intention into this week with an emphasis. And then update your plan to reflect where you currently are in your practice. So you might have, when you look back upon your meditation plan that you wrote a few weeks ago, you might find that things have shifted and those plans aren't all that current anymore. So update them to your current view and then bring this new aspect into your practice as an emphasis. So either maintaining a plan that you have had as you wrote it, but have been challenged to maintain, or maybe you've maintained it really well, but you just want to put even more emphasis on it, or updating a plan that you made to your current view and bringing that in. And then just note how it goes afterwards. How well your intention materialized and actualized into action. Maybe in the process of the meditation, things shifted and you ended up adapting the plan right in the meditation. So making note of these things is very helpful, both in the short term and the long term. And then with these contemplations as your backdrop, revisit the intentions you set as a part of doing the three preparations at the beginning of Loving Kindness 2.0. Choose one intention to emphasize in your life this week. Number one, if necessary, update the intention to very accurately reflect the nuances of your current view, which may be different than the view you had a week or two ago when you first wrote them. And then if you change or update any intention, update any permissions necessary to match or correspond to or support the update that you made in your intentions. And then bring this intention along with the permissions that support it into your life, especially where it affects your dedicated person. But always be accountable to yourself, so you're doing this for yourself, not for them. So be accountable to yourself even when you're acting in a completely selfless way. So you might be performing a very selfless action towards your dedicated person, but ultimately the bottom line is that you are doing it with the sense that you're doing it for yourself, first and foremost, as well as for them. And bring this intention into your life, especially where it affects your DP. So accountability to self, when consciously applied, doesn't lead to selfishness, greed, or egotism. When consciously applied, accountability to self doesn't lead to selfishness, greed, or egotism.